The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but they doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Good morning. Dear ones, today we have the joyous opportunity to welcome two wonderful people into our communion of the church. Micah and Victoria, who have met with me for many weeks after going to school and after doing various after-school practices and dealing with the world that has been given them, still they have been talking with a pastor about Martin Luther's small catechism. God bless them, amen? Amen. Micah and Victoria have studied and they have considered, and they are here today to share what they have discerned about the life of faith. What a gift that is to us all. This week I've been thinking about how to speak about being a Christian in today's world. We do have young people who are still choosing to follow Christ, thanks be to God. But they are doing it in such a different world from the one that most of us grew up in. Most of us don't know what that feels like to choose to be a Christian today. It seems to me that Luther would say that being a Christian has something to do about where we stand. Have any of you heard that before? Where do we stand? And I think today we can clearly say that we stand against tyranny. And we stand against war, and we stand against lying, and we stand against the idea that we can ever be saved by grace through anything that we do aside from what Jesus has done for us. Here we stand, we can do no other. This is most certainly true. Amen? But this week, because of my role as a Harvard chaplain, I've also been thinking about where I sit. On Thursday, I sat behind Conan O'Brien. That was interesting. I also sat after that at a fancy lunch with Penny Pritzker. That was also interesting. But also, it's become a tradition that when I go to these commencement gatherings, I sit with my favorite chaplain, John, who is the Quaker chaplain. And John once sat on the Group W bench. If you know what I'm talking about, you know. He sat on the Group W bench because he resisted the war in Vietnam. And he was arrested and went to prison. The Group W bench was where you sat when you were called to account for where you stood. So I was sitting next to him, behind Conan O'Brien, and next to Penny Pritzker, and I was like, this is interesting, right? Where do you stand? Where do you sit? And here's the truth. John is having a hard time right now getting a new apartment because his wife has cancer, and his landlord wants to send him out. But he's a convicted felon because of his actions during the Vietnam War. And nobody wants to give somebody an apartment who is a convicted felon. Why do I say this today? I say this because I just want to remind us that it matters where we stand. Where do we stand? And we stand, in the words of Martin Luther, here. We stand with love. Here I stand, I can do no other. And it matters where I sit. Now, on Friday, I tried to have a day off after sitting with the Harvard elites and with my friend John, who I just talked about. And part of the day was sitting in a chair, gratefully having someone use a cheese grater to deal with my genetically dry heels. And a person, we'll just call her Karen, came into the nail salon and was interrogating the staff about their certificates, their IDs, their nationalities. And at first I thought, maybe she just wants to make sure that her nails are going to get done properly. Because I do try to think good about people. But then she kept talking and kept talking and kept asking about the certificates and kept doing that. And there was another woman across the room. I had my feet in the water, but there was another woman across the room who had her hands in the dryer, and she had just gotten her nails done, and we locked eyes. And it was like, I see you. Now, that other person saw me, we saw each other, and we knew that we were going to do whatever needed to be done, but also, we didn't get up from where we were sitting. We didn't. I kept my feet in the water, she kept her hands in the dryer, and we didn't do anything. I've been thinking about that moment a lot, because, dear ones, it matters where we stand and it matters where we sit. It really matters. And it matters what we do with what we have. On this day, this wonderful day, Holy Trinity Sunday, we are confirming two outstanding young people, Micah and Victoria, into the faith that we share. And we are celebrating the revitalization of this place, where we both sit and where we stand. And I want to remind you that it matters. It matters where we stand and where we sit. If we can sit here, then we can share with others. And if we can sit here, we can hear each other's stories. And when we can sit here, we can be a presence in Harvard Square for all who may need a place to sit or sleep or eat. When we have a place to sit and rest, we then have the ability to stand with those who are among us. And this matters. To you, Unilu, it matters. To us, it matters.